With trending, big win for the Bills yesterday, 35-8 final score, Bills over the New York Jets.
Oh, hey, that's a great job, man. Great job. Great team win. Real proud of the way you guys handled this week. I mean that. Guys who hadn't played a whole lot came out here tonight and impressed, man. You really did. You took advantage of an opportunity. And what a special night. What a great environment. It only happens in Buffalo right here, right? What a great environment. Fans, the whole game with us. And you guys gave me something to cheer about, man. Real special place to play one more time in the stadium.
Here we go. Hey, it's go time, fellas. Go time. Let's go. I love us. 1, 3, 1, 2, 3.
There was Josh Allen, who probably was more time in the locker room than on the field. One snap and done. Mitch came in for the win.
It was awesome. I mean, the fans showed out as usual. Bills Mafia, the best fans. It was a fun night. We're just trying to stay focused on, like, giving them a good show, executing well, and putting points on the board. The guys did a great job rallying all week. And we just really wanted to perform well one last time in the stadium for them. And the atmosphere was special. I had to. They started to play slow music at the end there. I had to get off the field. It was pretty cool. It was awesome.
There was a lot that went on for the final game at the stadium. The emotions were high. The fans were into it. The music was emotional.
Mitch looked almost too good for my, you know, I just was like, okay, he's looking so
good.
I think somebody's going to want to get him and get him on their team. He played so well.
Yeah.
I was like, really?
Yeah.
That's, or are the judges that horrible? They're horrible.
Well,
they are horrible.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Did they went the whole season without an interception, right? Like, they did not pick off an
out. That was
a notable statistic right there. So on to the next one, Sunday, taking on the Jaguars in Jacksonville. Some of the action from on the field last night.
Takes the handoff, rolls right, has Ray Davis reaching for the end zone, and he spun into the end zone for the touchdown. Ray Davis with his second receiving touchdown of the season. And the Bills are cooking up 20-0 with an extra point pending.
For Coach, this game, this win meant something.
This game was important to us as an organization. It was important to me as a coach. It was important to us as a staff, important to the players. And I really appreciate them taking it that way in their approach. And, you know, when you have – it was a delicate balance, as you guys saw, of, hey, the health of some of the players, keeping other players – managed in terms of their rep counts and giving some young guys opportunities and some new guys who have joined us opportunities to play so we could see what they bring to the table. And so it was a little bit of a challenge during the week, but I thought the staff did a phenomenal job, as did the players, really focusing in on, you know, our standard and how we play. And it showed up, you know, on the field early. So you know, I tip my cap to those guys and the way that they prepared and came out ready to play.
Tight end Foxy Noxy, Dawson Knox, earning a $200,000 bonus for reaching 400 yards receiving, scoring for the fourth time this year on a 17-yard touchdown catch. That was one of the notable moments yesterday. Joe Andreessen, Buffalo Joe, talked about the last game at the Ralph, and you think about someone that grew up going to games as a fan.
Special, you know, just being out there and, you know, not seeing anyone leave, everyone taking it all in, and you know, all the name changes and everything. You know, my dad, he's always yelling at my dad because he used to call it Rich Stadium all the time. Like, it's Ralph Wilson Day. He's like, oh, you know what I mean. But, yeah, just a special place and kind of, I don't really have the words to describe playing the last game here. It just, not something to think about and just means a lot.
Nice.
One thing I did notice, so Mr. Brightside plays, it's 2-minute warning, and I see some of the players with their cameras out on the field filming the crowd, which you don't usually see.
Right.
That's like, so that cool. Was a special moment yesterday at the Ralph. So only in Buffalo. Big win and on to the next one.
I still like grandma trying to take the number plate off.
Dude.
That's epic.
Like, so.
Love you, Grams.
Yeah. Chatted with a lady who was asking me, so how exactly are those nameplates attached to the seats? I'm like, I don't know. She goes, well, I'm bringing some tools, and we're taking the plates off our seats.
How'd you get tools in? Because they wand you.
I don't know. It's a
they
grandma. What are you going to frisk grandma? Anyhow, so I don't know at the end of the game if she managed to get the little seat numbers. Because she goes, well, I don't want the seats. Where would I put them? And I'm laughing through this whole convo.
Janet, what would you have in your purse that's a tool that a woman would have? Like, is there any kind of makeup tool
a
that you
could
use?
A cuticle pusher. Okay. A metal cuticle pusher with the flat side.
All right, so you
And
know.
You could kind of wedge under it and it'd be metal so it'd be strong enough.
Okay.
A wooden one, I think, would break.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
She asked if I had any tools up in my music room.
Your music room.
Well, could you
room?
Bring yes. them down to me?
Could I'm you like, bring them?
That's awesome. I mean, you know what?
It was emotional to see the stadium, you know, mm-hmm. having its last game, even though they're going to be playing next door. It's just all of the memories over the years of stuff that's happened there.
It's kind of like moving from your first family home. You know, that's what I would equate
totally.
It to.
Totally.
Yeah, I think the Bills did it right. I feel like that game, you know, really showcased. I think that they wish it would have been a snowball for us, but I'm glad.
There was a moment where snow came in, like right around the first. All of a sudden, snow came in. I'm like, all right, maybe we got something here. But of the memorable games, the snowball was probably one of my faves. I think everyone's. And I went in my head, I'm like, oh, and I forgot about all the concerts that happened here at the stadium. So I don't know. It was a lot.
I like that our game is 1 o'clock on Sunday against the Jags. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that's a good time. I'm happy that it's in good weather. How hard is this team going to be to beat? Is this a hard...
One of the teams I didn't want to face right away.
No, you didn't want to?
Oh, no, they're on a heater. Right. They're hot right now.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence looks good. Their defense is good. Top five. Offense, top five. We just lost Maxwell Harrison, our DB. Our kickers, his leg just gave out on him because he's old.
Oh, that's what I wanted Prater to talk
is,
about.
He's done.
Prater.
Should we, is there somebody listening to the show that has a secret kicking skill that we need to let the Bills know about? Like, can you kick a football 60 yards? Like, if you've got that skill, we should find them.
Janet, we're also playing the kicker from the Jags to kick 67-yard field goals.
All right, we need a kicker. Do you have the ability to kick 68 yards? Because maybe we should be auditioning kickers on the air this week. You know, but I mean, maybe we could help find.
Had someone else stolen the uprights from the stadium, we could probably do that. Right? But I think those got carried out.
I think they did too. Yeah. Well, I think. Oh,
it happens.
They're in someone's backyard now.
It happens. Yeah. So put them in the back of the Prius and let's go.
Wow.
I don't know if you caught Sunday Night Football. It was a late game after Aaron Rodgers threw a touchdown pass late in the fourth quarter of last night's game against the Ravens. It put the Steelers up 26-24. Baltimore did some whatever magic mojo they do, completed a pass that got them within field goal range. Clock goes down to 2 seconds wide right.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel you, buddy.
Yeah, it was something else. So Aaron Rodgers, he pulled some magic mojo at the end of the game as well.
They're going to get killed by Houston.
Well,
that game, I mean, you want to talk about it. The Pittsburgh fell into the playoffs.
Weezy's burning up some magic mushrooms. It's going to be great. Something amazing.
My opinion is he won't even finish the game. That's how good Houston is.
Wow.
Haley Steinfeld, who's expecting her first child with Josh Allen, teased maybe what the name of her child could be, or maybe it's just because of Bo Society, but she shared a photo online of a knit sweater under a Christmas tree with the name Baby Bo embroidered on it. And I'm thinking...
In pink.
Maybe just a hint to... Bo Society.
Bo Allen. I think it's a cute name.
Oh, I don't have a problem with the name. I wanted a boy.
No.
I just wanted a boy.
Lot of speculation.
Whatever you want to name it, I don't care.
Lot of speculation. Avatar opened up over the holidays. Avatar Fire and Ash crossed the $1 billion mark globally after just 18 days. So well done for Avatar fans. And finally this morning, things did not go well at Disneyland. A father was attacked at Disneyland after he called out a family who were trying to cut the line at one of the popular rides. It's the Indiana Jones line ride. And so the victim was waiting in line with his teenage daughter when a family cut in front of them. That's dangerous territory. Never cut a line at Disney. Someone's going to catch you.
Suspect
got angry after being accused of cutting the line, pummeled the dad for about a minute before running off.
Oh my gosh.
Victim's daughter later posted photo of her father on Reddit, said he was doing fine after getting some stitches. No one arrested after the attack. It looks like the guy that did the wallop got away.
But that happened. Disney's got cameras all over the place.
That's what I don't understand. And everyone's scanned at some point. Like, just can't you just match that up?
Yeah, right.
You know? Not a good time at Disneyland, but hopefully your holidays went better. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:34.
1 o'clock on Sunday, Bills, Jags. That's what we're getting ready for, the wild card playoffs. And what a game it was yesterday. And I have to say it again. I thought the entire Bills organization, how they did the send off the stadium and what you did with the music yesterday, Nick, made, I mean, all everyone was talking about was the music. So I have to say you did by the stadium and the memories there. So it was pretty cool. And now we look on to the new stadium. 6:34 is the time. Welcome back. You're waking up with Kiss 98.5.